For almost 6 years, there's been a demand for justice from the families of those who were on board MH17, the plane shot down over Ukraine. Now that process is about to begin in the Netherlands. Four men, three Russians and one Ukrainian will face trial for murder. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
In a small riverside park not far from the Russian embassy in The Hague, families gather to silently protest. White fold-away chairs, 298 of them, are placed side by side in rows to represent the lives lost when MH17 was blown out of the sky in 2014.
It's actually harder than I thought it would be. I think it brings back some of the rawness.
Australians John and Meryn O'Brien, who lost their son Jack, have been to Amsterdam twice since the downing of MH17. Once for the opening of a memorial park near the airport, again to view CCTV vision of Jack before he boarded the flight, and now for the start of the trial.
I think I might have been sitting at home or even on the plane thinking I don't really want to do this. But then I thought it's about standing up for Jack in some way. It's about being a witness to this part of the process.
I think we actually feel a bit bleak, really. But, I mean, we decided to come here for the start of the trial because it's important and because we represent Jack. But it's not like a happy holiday.
There are too many family members who've travelled to all sit in the courtroom. But the O'Briens have been granted a space on Tuesday and will watch via video link on the other days. They'll also submit a victim impact statement, which they first prepared in 2016.
You know, whilst we think, you know, the loss of Jack is always with us, when you get it out and you read it, again, it's just like... You can't live in that place all the time, though, so you go into it and then you
withdraw back off.
So, yeah, as...
I mean...
But to crystallise on paper what something like this means...
Dutch woman Selena Frederick's son Brian and his girlfriend Daisy were on the plane. She says she's glad the trial is about to start.
I think we've been waiting for it for 5.5 years and we'd like to see all the evidence that's there.
The accused, three Russians with links to the country's spy agency, GRU, and one Ukrainian, are accused of transferring the missile launcher used in the attack from Russian to Ukrainian soil. They're charged with 298 counts of murder, but they won't be extradited and will be tried in absentia. This is Samantha Hawley in Amsterdam reporting for AM.